doubt you'll change my opinion. I'll be kind of busy, but hey man, I'll try. Then later on when we finished our songs about scars and cars and broken hearts, I saw him. He was standing there right next to the stage and he shouted, "Man, you were right, it was like you sang those songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me." Till I hear the whole world singing, those are songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about
here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the Senate set to vote on the House passed bill to extend funding the government through September. Democrats debated this week whether to oppose the bill, saying it does not offer protections for jobs or key programs like Medicaid. But now Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's backing the bill because a no vote would give President Trump and DOGE more power to carry out cuts if the government closes. GOP leader John Thune agreeing but also blamed Democrats for needing the extension.
To be clear, Republicans aren't thrilled about another CR, but it is our best option to make sure that last year's failure by Democrats doesn't interfere with this year's appropriations process.
The shutdown deadline, midnight. The Education Department announcing over 50 universities are being investigated for alleged racial discrimination. It's all part of the president's campaign to end diversity and equity programs at higher education institutions. And if the skies were clear overhead, you got to see the lunar eclipse or blood moon overnight. This is ABC News. Alan Simpson, the former senator for Wyoming, has died at the age of 93. Simpson was a moderate Republican who was hawkish about government spending. Two branches of the military say they're seeing a rise in recruitment.
The Army and the Navy say they're on pace to exceed their annual recruiting targets. The Army's vice chief of staff told a congressional hearing the Army's already signed up close to 73% of its yearly goal of 61,000 recruits. The Navy says new contracted sailors increased by 4,000 compared to last year in the first quarter. Army and Navy leaders have not identified one specific cause, but both branches have introduced prep courses that could be boosting recruiting numbers. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A reality TV star has won the Iditarod race in Alaska. Jesse Holmes, who starred in Life Below Zero, completed the dog mushing race in 10 days, 14 hours, 55 minutes, and 41 seconds. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warm and windy today. With gusts approaching 30 miles per hour, it'll shove us to highs in the mid-70s. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 61.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Department of Natural Resources urges you to check fire conditions before burning. According to the DNR, nearly 170 wildfires have already burned over 450 acres this year, which is four times higher than the usual this time of year. Dry weather and gusty winds are expected over the next couple of days, and the DNR says that leads to the potential for increased wildfire activity. Ahead of the spring break travel season, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services urges Wisconsinites to get their measles vaccines. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jasmine Zapata says measles can spread easily.
If one person gets infected, up to 90% of those in close contact with them can be infected as well. And this is something that we do not want to have to worry about in Wisconsin.
Zapata says two doses of the MMR vaccine are considered 97% effective against measles. And as the NFL draft in Green Bay draws closer, scammers are looking to cash in on excitement. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning people to look out for lodging scams, fake ticket scams, and imposter websites. The NFL draft is April 24th through the 26th at Lambeau Field. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good morning, it's 8:07, reporting from the WYAA State Girls Basketball Tournament in Green Bay. I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Amplify Health from Gunderson Clinics, Mondovi Clinic. Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand, and Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand. The Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department responded to a call of a man with a gun in the town of Pigeon yesterday. According to the department, a female caller advised dispatch that her boyfriend had pepper sprayed her and that she had heard a gunshot then outside of the home. Deputies arrived on scene and were able to get two females out of the home, and the home was cleared. After a search, Sean M. Fort was arrested on a warrant out of Minnesota. No gun was found on the suspect. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative has bought the vacant St. Joseph's Hospital building in Chippewa Falls. Hospital Sisters Health System considered selling the empty hospital after closing it almost a year ago. The Health Cooperative says they'll use the hospital while working on a new facility in Lake Hilly. They say the new hospital will be opened in the fall of 2027. Police say they've arrested three teenagers in connection with a shooting in North La Crosse over the weekend. One person suffered an injury, but is expected to recover. Two teens, a 13 and a 16-year-old, are in custody, and a third, identified as Jason Moran, is also under arrest. They've all been charged with first-degree attempted homicide. The Eau Claire City Council has made a decision on the future of that city's fireworks show. Council members voted to accept a donation from Festival Foods to fund the next 3 years of fireworks displays. The resolution had been postponed in a previous meeting after not receiving enough votes due to a few members being away during the vote. Some council members initially voted against it, citing concerns about having everyone in attendance and raising issues related to environmental impact, pets, and trauma from the loud noises. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging you to check fire conditions before you burn. According to the DNR, nearly 170 wildfires have burned over 450 acres already this year, which is four times higher than this usual time of year. Dry weather and gusty winds are expected here again today. The DNR says that could lead to the potential for increased wildfire activity. Areas become more vulnerable after the snow cover melts and prior to vegetation greening up. The DNR says sparks from recreational equipment, campfires, and hot ashes from fireplaces are also contributing to fires. More information can be found on the DNR's website. You're listening to WRDN News.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
The Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department responded to a call of a man with a gun in the town of Pigeon yesterday. According to the department, a female caller advised dispatch that her boyfriend had pepper sprayed her and that she had heard a gunshot then outside of the home. Deputies arrived on scene and were able to get two females out of the home, and the home was cleared. After a search, Sean M. Fort was arrested on a warrant out of Minnesota. No gun was found on the suspect. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperatives has bought the vacant St. Joseph's Hospital building in Chippewa Falls. Hospital Sisters Health System considered selling the empty hospital after closing it almost a year ago. The health cooperative says they'll use the hospital while working on a new facility in Lake Helly. They say the new hospital will be opened in the fall of 2027. Police say they've arrested three teenagers in connection with a shooting in North La Crosse over the weekend. One person suffered an injury, but is expected to recover. Two teens, a 13 and a 16-year-old, are in custody, and a third, identified as Jason Moran, is also under arrest. They've all been charged with first-degree attempted homicide. The Eau Claire City Council has made a decision on the future of that city's fireworks show. Council members voted to accept a donation from Festival Foods to fund the next 3 years of fireworks displays. The resolution had been postponed in a previous meeting after not receiving enough votes due to a few members being away during the vote. Some council members initially voted against it, citing concerns about having everyone in attendance and raising issues related to environmental impact, pets, and trauma from the loud noises. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging you to check fire conditions before you burn. According to the DNR, nearly 170 wildfires have burned over 450 acres already this year, which is four times higher than this usual time of year. Dry weather and gusty winds are expected here again today. The DNR says that could lead to the potential for increased wildfire activity. Areas become more vulnerable after the snow cover melts and prior to vegetation greening up. The DNR says sparks from recreational equipment, campfires, and hot ashes from fireplaces are also contributing to fires. More information can be found on the DNR's website. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
At 24/7 at West Wisconsin Telecom, we're building smart communities with fiber optic technology. For over 70 years, we've provided friendly, effective service to both residential and business customers. Keep your home secure with smart monitoring and enjoy seamless streaming with Select TV. 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom can boost your business with reliable network solutions to keep your team connected and productive. Discover the power of dedicated local service. Experience the speed of fiber internet and visit WWT.net today.
Madison and Milwaukee are among the top 10 U.S. cities with the lowest credit card debt. A new report by WalletHub compared about 200 cities based on TransUnion finance data. Madison ranks third with an average household debt of around $9,600. Milwaukee is ninth with an average of just more than $10,000. Lewiston, Maine and Toledo, Ohio have the least debt, while Santa Clara and Chula Vista, California have the most. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warm and windy today. With gusts approaching 30 miles per hour, it'll shove us to highs in the mid-70s. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 61.
Celebrating Women's History Month, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Roberta Flack touched millions with her singing. She wanted her fans to know the music always came from the heart.
I want them to say she was honest and she was grateful. Her gratitude for her gifts were obvious because a lot of people abuse. I try so hard not to.
What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. Huh, that was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super-fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your apps. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch. Phone.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax to its sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
The Badgers advanced to the Big Ten Tournament quarterfinals, knocking off Northwestern 70-63 on Thursday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Nolan Ryan and John Tanje both scored 18 each as the Badgers advanced to take on UCLA this afternoon. Took Wisconsin a little while to get going as Greg Gard's team had to negotiate Northwestern's physical play.
I thought early we didn't handle their physicality well. I thought they were really pushing us into screens and we didn't counter it well enough. Once we got that figured out and were able to get downhill and get at the rim and things started to become a little better for us offensively.
Badgers and Bruins at 1:30 this afternoon. Marquette also moved on after a come-from-behind 89-87 win over Xavier. Cam Jones poured in 28. Golden Eagles coming from 14 down to win. Head coach Shaka Smart.
The guys showed incredible character today. You know, you get down 14, shots aren't falling, it's easy to feel like, well, it's not our day. But we kept fighting, made a couple adjustments at the very end, and obviously got just enough stops.
Golden Eagles move into tonight's semifinals against regular season champion St. John's. They're 0-2 against the Johnnies this season. Bucks ended their three-game losing streak. They knocked off the Lakers 126-106 last night at five-serve form. Giannis Antetokounmpo led a balanced attack with 24 points and a dozen rebounds. Girls WIAA Basketball Championships completed day one at the Rush Center in Green Bay on Thursday. D3 semifinals, Xavier beat Elkmont 45-35, Oostburg 66, Laconia 57. In Division 4, Cuba City 68, Prairie School 63, St. Mary Catholic beat Durant, Arkansas 58-45. Division 5 semifinals start day two today. In the Cactus League, the Brewers got home runs from Mark Canna and Isaac Collins in a 9-3 win over the White Sox. They're 9-9 this spring. We'll take on the Giants this afternoon. NCAA Women's Hockey Championships, Clarkson knocked off Boston University 3-1 in Madison last night. They'll now take on the Badgers at 2 p.m. in the quarterfinals on Saturday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Trucks open up the race weekend in Vegas tonight. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit.
I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
To rev your engines, NASCAR fans. The thrill, the speed, the action. You can now experience it all for free on the NASCAR channel on Tubi. All day access to NASCAR action, streaming classic moments, iconic rivalries, and behind-the-scenes stories from the greatest drivers. Best of all, it's completely free. Stream anytime, anywhere, on your favorite fast platform. No fees, no strings, just NASCAR. Find the NASCAR channel on your streaming device and start watching today.
After 2 weeks off, NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series teams are set to open up a triple header weekend of racing tonight with the Echo Save 200 at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Grant Enfinger is the current points leader and is a former Vegas winner. Hear Enfinger and the rest of the Truck Series stars on the NASCAR Racing Network at 8:30 p.m. this evening. The NASCAR Xfinity Series will run tomorrow for 300 miles, and the race will be a qualifying event for this year's Dash for Cash races. And the NASCAR Cup Series will run the Pennzoil 400 on Sunday, with Christopher Bell looking for his fourth consecutive win. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
As your horses age, they may be showing some health issues. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You could put the horse out to pasture, but there are other retirement opportunities as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
When I was about 12 years old, we got a horse named Coco. I had a lot of fun riding her through the fields and even into our small town just to walk around. Eventually, because of her age, she went to live out her days with other horses in the pasture of a family friend. Carrie Williams is an extension equine specialist at Rutgers. She says the decision to retire a horse should not be made solely on age. Some 20-year-old horses can be as frisky and productive as those half their age. The health of the horse is the best indicator that it's slowing down.
Arthritis of joints can impede the level of competition which they may be at. And then various other lameness issues, including navicular disease. That seems to be a big one that progresses a little more and gets a little worse as especially quarter horses and stock type horses get older. Back issues, too, is another one.
Some horses are content to spend the rest of their days loafing carefree in the pasture. Others still need mental stimulation and a job to do. If the horse is sound enough for light-level work, there are several retirement options.
There's a lot of trainers that look for horses to lease to their younger or their more inexperienced students, maybe doing a little light walk trot, maybe small cross rails. From there, if they're not even able to keep up with some of the jumping or a lot of trotting or cantering, but they're sound to be walked, a lot of therapeutic riding programs look for horses that are a really good temperament to walk around with a disadvantaged rider on them.
Horses are herd animals by nature and don't like to be alone. Another option is to find someone who has just one horse and it needs a buddy. Learn more about how and when to retire your horse at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. It's best to plan ahead and have patience for those local USDA office visits. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
There has been a lot of turnover at local USDA offices around rural America. Dr. Amy Higerman, an agricultural and food policy specialist for Oklahoma State University Extension, says farmers will see some of the consequences of those changes.
So this administration came in with a stated intention of decreasing the footprint of the federal government and then also decreasing spending in the federal government. And of course, this is going to have a couple of consequences for us out here in the field. The first is that as we begin to lose USDA employees, this is going to create some openings and some holes across the state that's going to make it harder to get programs out the door. So I think we need to be conscious of that. We need to be patient with these offices that may find themselves with relatively short notice being pretty short-staffed. So just be patient as you set those appointments with USDA. Try to set your appointment well ahead of when you need it because they may not have as many openings as normal.
Another step to make that office visit smoother involves your record keeping.
Do the best you can to keep track of your records. Know when your deadlines are, like these upcoming deadlines for disaster programs coming out of 2024. As an example, in early March, be aware of those deadlines. Also be aware the deadlines are a little different this year. So you're going to have to stay on top of that a little bit more, just simply because the folks in the offices may not be able to communicate out as much as they have in the past.
One other piece of advice is to plan further ahead. Make those office visits earlier instead of up against deadlines for different FSA and USDA programs. That way you'll have plenty of time for a longer office visit. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Industry experts have been predicting farmers may make a shift to planting more corn acres this spring due to tighter supplies and cutback on soybeans. However, recent reports say that President Donald Trump's tariffs may mean America's farmers may not make that shift after all. Bloomberg says levies on some products from Canada, Mexico, and China have shifted a key market indicator in favor of soybeans. Farmers need more inputs to raise corn than soybeans, and tariffs may make inputs like fertilizer much more expensive. One Iowa farmer told Bloomberg he's considering scrapping the idea of more corn and fewer soybeans than usual this year. The corn-to-soy ratio is a key indicator of what farmers intend to plant in the spring and is currently about 2.2. That's up from a low of 2.04 on February 19th. A ratio of 2.5 or more means farmers tend to favor soybeans over corn. Corn grower leaders joined Representative Adrian Smith and congressional biofuel leaders at a press conference on Capitol Hill this week. Ethanol champions came together to push for passage of legislation that would extend consumer access to fuel with a 15% blend of ethanol. Eliminating barriers to higher ethanol blends would be good for farmers and the economy, said Kenneth Hartman Jr., president of the National Corn Growers Association. That's especially true as we face uncertainty in our foreign markets, and increasing demand for corn domestically would be a much-needed boost for farmers in rural communities. The press conference came as leaders push for a way to use the legislative process to eliminate a policy that bans the sale of E15 during the summer months. We're very disappointed that extended access to E15 was not included in the continuing resolution that passed the House this week, Hartman added. New data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers says U.S. sales of agriculture tractors and combines continued to decline in February, in contrast to last year. U.S. sales of agriculture tractors declined 17.7% in February, while U.S. sales of combines fell by 48%. While the recent decline in agricultural tractor and combine sales reflect current market challenges, including global trade concerns and tariffs, we continue to remain optimistic about the long-term future of agricultural equipment, said Kurt Blades of AEM. The resilience and adaptability of our industry has been proven time and time again. Four-wheel drive tractors took the biggest drop, falling 41% last month compared to February of 2024. In Canada, four-wheel drive tractor sales rose 237% from February of 2024, while self-propelled combine sales dropped 32% during the same time. We're confident that through innovation and collaboration, equipment manufacturers can navigate the challenges. The Environmental Protection Agency released new guidance on the continuous surface connection definition under the Waters of the United States rule, and cattlemen hailed the announcement. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Chief Counsel Mary Thomas Hart issued a positive statement in response to the guidance. For years, NCBA has been worked across the federal government, educating members of Congress, participating in agency rulemaking, and fighting for cattle producers in federal courts to secure a WOTUS definition that protects both the nation's natural resources and American property rights, Hart said. We're grateful for the administration's efforts to further conform the WOTUS definition to the Supreme Court's decision in Sackett versus EPA. She also said they thank EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin for his work to finally close a decades-long chapter of regulatory whiplash. Federal jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act is limited to Waters of the United States, or WOTUS rule for short. National Farmers Union concluded its 123rd anniversary convention in Oklahoma City after the assembled delegates voted to finalize NFU's 2025 policy priorities. NFU hosted over 450 family farmers, ranchers, and supporters in Oklahoma for the three-day convention. NFU President Rob LaRue called it a challenging moment for U.S. farmers and ranchers. Rising costs, corporate consolidations, and uncertainty around federal programs, including the lack of a renewed farm bill, are creating hardships, LaRue said.
Now, the finalized policy priorities approved by NFU delegates include three special orders on timely topics: fairness for farmers, family farming and the farm bill, and family farming and our federal government. "We're leaving Oklahoma City energized and ready to tackle the challenges ahead," said NFU Vice President Jeff Kipley. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The look of the Irish. The Shamrock Shake is here again at McDonald's. Treat yourself to a creamy vanilla soft serve swirled with shamrock syrup and topped with delicious whipped topping. And here's the sweetest part. When you purchase a Shamrock Shake, we'll donate 25 cents to benefit local Ronald McDonald's House Charities programs. So come to a participating McDonald's, enjoy a Shamrock Shake, and spread a little green cheer to families who need it most.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
More warm air and gusty winds are expected today in our ag weather forecast, but additional moisture will move in as well. Now, it looks like showers and thunderstorms will develop in the south and move to the north tonight. Much colder air moving in on Saturday, along with precipitation, will keep relative humidity values high regardless of the gusty wind Saturday. Saturday's precipitation will start as rain before transitioning to snow. Partly sunny throughout the day today, high 69 to 74, relative humidities at 38 to 43%. Southeast winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 35. We'll see around 5 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, we'll have a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows 43 to 48. Relative humidities at 93 to 98%. Southeast winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of rain. Then it will change to snow. Highs 45 to 50. Relative humidities at 61 to 66%. Southeast winds at 8 to 13, shifting to the west at 17 to 22, gusting to 35. For Sunday, mostly sunny, much colder, highs 35 to 40. Monday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs 50 to 55. For Tuesday, a partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 55 to 60.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back, where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room.
I've sat here and cried. Oh, how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for.
Begged her to stay, she was the one. my little sandy town. She spent the summer there, a couple houses down.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Blaming all of my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I've got friends in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then, I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Tractor, you can't miss it, it's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower with I Love Jenny painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down, and this is my town.
Yeah, this is my town. Hey, where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays, where I ran off 'cause I got
much going on here since they closed the mill. But that whistle still blows every day at noon. A bunch of us still go down to the diner. I wonder if that interstate's still coming through. But come Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ, well, there ain't an empty seat to be found. And this is my town. Yeah. Tractor, you can't miss it, it's sitting right there in our yard. The county came and took that water tower, and that's Jenny with a baby in the car. Oh, we're off to Sunday service at the Church of Christ, and if we want to see, we better leave right now, and maybe later. Me and O.T. Roll will show you around our town.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Not quite sure what's going on, but all day through and all night long, I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. Look in your eyes when you smile that way. The sound of your voice saying my name. I've been thinking about you. Just keep thinking about you. But the whole world knows by the smile on my face that I've been thinking about you. Can't stop thinking about you. Call it love. Well, if you don't, then what?
didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I had a dream about a burning house. You were stuck inside, I couldn't get you out. I laid beside you and pulled you close, and the two of us went up in smoke. Love isn't all that it seems. I did you wrong. I'll stay here with you until this dream is gone. I've been sleepwalking, been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broke and make it right. I've been sleepwalking, too close to the fire, but it's the only place that I can hold you tight. In this burning house, I see you at a party and you look the same. I could take you back, but people don't ever change. Wish that we could go back in time. I'd be the one you thought you'd find. Love isn't all that it seems. I did you wrong. I'll stay here with you till this dream is gone. I've been sleeping.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Concerns over a widening trade war, sliding stocks, and a looming government shutdown. The deadline midnight when the government runs out of money. The Democratic leader in the Senate now says he will not oppose